Late at night in a basement lab at Stanford University, Brian Knutson made a startling discovery. Our brains lust after money just like they crave sex. And joining us now is Brian Knutson, assistant professor of psychology and neuroscience at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. Brian, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What does your study suggest about how our minds work when it comes to money?
Well, it suggests that we need emotions, but not too much, basically. We see brain areas activated that have been associated with emotional experiences and other studies just prior to investment decisions. We see different brain regions activated if people are about to decide to take risks as opposed to deciding to avoid risks.
Well, the traditional model has been that the stock trades are made on the street on the basis of logic. What's been the reaction from the professional investment community to this study?
At this point, not too much. I think most of the interest is in a sort of a small group of researchers who do research at the intersection of psychology and finance and economics. So I don't think it's these results are too widely known in the world of finance.
Yeah, are you alluding then to the field of so-called neurofinance, and how seriously should we be taking this?
Well, I think it's an area of interest right now, and so there aren't any applications yet. I mean, neurofinance sounds neat, so does neuroeconomics. But the real question is, how does the brain make decisions? And obviously, decisions about money are both important and of great interest to many people.
Yeah, what's the potential future for this, then? Is it going to be some kind of science fiction scenario where we see guys who are on their trading machines or on the floor of the exchange strapped into gear measuring brain waves?
I doubt it. However, you know, what this field may promise is getting inside to the black box of the brain and understanding the different pieces that go into a decision, both rational or logical, reflective, and emotional. So that's something we couldn't see 10 years ago when we didn't have these techniques to look deep inside the brain at very fast time scales.
Now, the comparison between money and sex, let's face it, there are some people in life who don't necessarily want to pursue money, and there are some people in life who have interests other than sex.
That's absolutely correct. One of the interesting things about this area that we see, the nucleus accumbens, activation in that area in some people responds to monetary stimuli, in others it responds to sex. I would say that in most people it responds to money because most people are willing to work for money, but we get much more variable results with erotic stimuli, and other researchers have shown this too. And that may be because there's more variance in sexual preferences.
Now, there are some drugs on the market that can temper people's emotional reactions to things. Do you see the day where traders pop a pill to make them be more rational in their decision-making process?
Well, it's just a speculation, but I wouldn't be surprised if many traders are now on pharmacological agents, including prescribed agents like Prozac or Ritalin, but also more common agents like Starbucks coffee. I mean, the history of manipulating the mind to improve performance is an old history with our species.
How far along is this type of science? How many other people besides yourself are researching this, and indeed how many people at Stanford are researching this area?
Well, I should mention that the study that was focused on was done in full collaboration with Camelia Kunin, who's a finance doctoral student, and so it was really the combination of brain imaging and finance that allowed us to make this collaboration. So these are new collaborations, but there are groups around the country at Caltech, at NYU, and at Stanford who are becoming interested in this intersection of topics and trying to understand both from the neuroscience perspective and the finance perspective how people make decisions.
All right. Brian Knutson, I want to thank you very much, sir, for joining us. I do appreciate your time. Assistant professor of psychology and neuroscience at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California.